All right, guys, welcome back into Roleplay Swan Song Week 3, going into the final hour here. Adam, take it away.
Here aboard the ruins of the pizza party.
Exactly.
So, with all the lights and the environmental restored to the ship, it's going to take some time to fill the ship with atmosphere, so you still have your helmets on and everything, but you have gravity, and you can pass through the ship relatively safely. There are a couple of times where you'll have to stop and surmount an obstacle, like a bulkhead has folded in on itself, or there's a hole in the wall somewhere, that kind of thing. But eventually, you get to the... you get to the area where the core is. So the whole ship is built around the core. As you are heading up there, you start noticing warning signs spray painted on the wall in yellow, like danger, radiation, warnings that you need proper security clearance. And then you start noticing mounted like weapon turrets and cameras built into the ceiling. And they follow you. The cameras follow you as you pass with this like gun on the end of them. Eventually you get to the core, there's this big circular like steel iris door that's sealed, and it has a big like Ximenez X written on it, and it says authorized personnel only, warning, radiation, that kind of thing. And the Geiger counters in your suits are like beep, 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 like going away. Yeah, letting you know that there's heavy radiation in this area. You've still got, give or take, like 3 and a bit hours to go on your oxygen.
Okay.
But the rad filters are there. The pizza party comes over your comms and says, hey, I just remembered something.
Yeah, yep. Pie?
You're not supposed to be down there. It's right here, right on my list. It says, don't let the ship get blown up. I screwed that one up, didn't I? Don't let the humans die. I wrecked that one, too. Right there, number 3, don't let unauthorized access to the core. So if you guys could just, head down to the mess.
Hi, actually, don't worry, because you fucked up on number 1 and number 2, it means that number 3 doesn't matter.
No, what it means, look, you get 4 strikes and then you're out, right? So this will only be the 3rd one. You still got one more to go.
I thought this was more of a 3 laws kind of situation, personally.
I don't know. Somebody, one of the two of you, Higgs or Piani, roll Persuade. The other can help.
Oh, I have tactics. A plus in Persuade.
I have a plus in Persuade and 14 Charisma.
Yeah, look at you, slick. Oh,
well, fuck.
But you'll help.
But roll. Show? Jesus.
Piani, help him.
Piani, roll and help me out.
Okay, I'll do that, I guess.
Okay, so rolling with Charisma.
I'm already getting a plus 2, so. Is that a plus 3?
There you go. Nice.
Boom. 12.
Nice. Okay. Nice. So there's a moment of deliberation. You can kind of hear the progress bar filling, and then the pizza party says, yeah, I guess the people that gave me those orders are all, they're in space. So fuck it, man. Let's do it. And you hear like a cracking sound as one of the security seals opens on the core. I hope those suits are real good because, man, it is hot in there. And the door starts to like iris open.
I agree, Pi. Between me and you, it looks kind of scary in there.
Can we see like heat blasting out from the iris as it opens?
No, it's not like actual like physical heat. Right, it's just your Geiger counters just go into the red and they stay there. And your suits have like radiation absorption built into them, and you have to like jettison the canisters as they burn out, and yeah, you just start like bleeding through them. You'll have as much time as you have oxygen, but there's definitely a lot of rads getting pumped into your suit.
Yeah.
And in this game, radiation doesn't make you a cool mutant. It gives you leukemia and you die. So don't let that happen. Be careful. The inside of the core is... basically like a catwalk, a long circular catwalk. It's a spherical chamber. The catwalk is surrounding a big metal ball that's currently held in place by two prongs that come from the ceiling and the floor down into the ball. And the ball's got a bunch of like little spiky outcroppings on it. And the walls, like the whole chamber, seems to be built around focusing any like energy that comes off of this core sphere, because they've got matching like sponsons or whatever that come off of the walls. So you can walk out onto this metal catwalk and walk around the core, but the core is just hanging there inert.
Is this a spike drive?
Have you seen the inside of a spike drive before?
Actually, one in astronautics.
Piani, I need you to make a mental effect save, please.
Is that just a 2d6 plus
what? It's a d20, and you need on your character sheet, you need your mental effect or higher.
My mental effect.
It's in the right column.
It's the M. Yeah, ME. It
says ment.
ME. Okay, I don't see that.
Underneath your special ability and class slash whatever.
Yeah, I still see it, but whatever, I'm rolling.
That's a fail.
Don't worry about it. Okay, so you guys see Piani, her like knees buckle, and she just like falls to the gangplank. Not like totally prone, but just falls to her knees, like grabbing her helmet. Piani, you get a sudden like horrifying splitting headache, and everything goes white. I don't know if you've ever had a migraine before, but it's that. But all of a sudden, there's no warning. Like, you're just blinded.
I'm a fucking psychic. Of course I've had a fucking migraine before. It's life is a fucking migraine.
It's a massive, like, it feels to you like a massive, sudden, untreated MES-related migraine that just, like, splits through your head like a peel of lightning. Sicarian and Victor, you both see her fall.
And I just see the same thing on the video feed.
Yeah, you just see her go down. Her camera feed just tilts forward, and then you just see grating.
I'd like to immediately sort of grab her and start pulling her out. Is there any way I can use my my tech medical to like improve our chances against the radiation? I'm thinking about like blurting out something like, "Oh, you know, if we take shifts and 20-minute intervals, then we can reduce the amount of radiation, give our suits a chance to recover, and you know, improve." Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can basically track the suits in the same way you track the oxygen. Like you have a mm-hmm. few solid hours in here. The suits will probably need an hour to recharge. But there's you know the safe protocol. If the suit was to break or you get a tear, you'd know what to do. And then plus to treat radiation sickness later if it happens. But you can rely pretty much on the suits. They're good quality.
Okay. So I just like to pull her out and see if I can like start treating her with something from a med kit. Well, we don't have atmosphere, right? So
You can't. She's hyperventilating and sweating, and her eyes are like, her pupils are huge, like just big giant dilation.
Did Wheat's character go down to the core as well, or was he staying on the bridge?
You know, my intention was to stay on the bridge, but I'm like, done is done.
That's fine. When they open the doors, that happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So technically, Stephen,
Victor, you can't like run over, but you can like talk to.
Right. Of course, she wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, guys, Piani, can you hear me, Piani? Can you hear me at all, or is he just out?
You can, Piani. It's like you can hear Wilbur. You can hear Wilbur speaking, but it's like you're listening to him underwater. I mean, how do you respond when you get these like these headaches? You've had them before, you know. What do you do? Well, how do you calm yourself? How do you let them pass? What's your regimen for that?
Piani just like lays down and just sort of like lets it happen, and then you know just tries to focus on one thing in particular in sort of to mentally overcome what's happening.
So it's just like dedicated focus. Okay. Yes, so you can do that. What's the thing you're going to focus on now?
At this point, I'm actually going to focus on the pizza, the AI pie.
Yeah, so you're just thinking about that? Okay.
Yes, yes. Piani sees this as an entity and not necessarily as an AI, like an appreciation
sentient, intelligent thing.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Right.
When I don't get a response, hey, Pi, can you help Piani at all?
Yeah.
So
this
Higgs,
guy right here,
Higgs. You get a message over the audio of the swan song.
Yeah.
The AI says she'll be okay. I've seen it happen a few times. The core is psychically unstable. Exposure happens quickly, but she's tough. She'll be okay.
Can you be quick with me? What is going on with that core? What should we not be in that room?
My files are unclear on its intent. It looks like a spike drive, but I'm seeing it for the first time. They keep me blocked off from it, but Psytech here.
Can Can you deactivate it?
It is deactivated.
It doesn't look deactivated to me.
It's outside of my parameters to speculate what would happen if you turned it on, but it'd be a mess. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, you could have warned us about that pie. I'm a little bit hurt.
You get a sad crying smiley on the thing, a little emoji,
I communicate out as like, I guess Victor and I are sort of like circling this thing and shining our flashlights on it. How big is it?
It's like maybe the size of like a small like grav car. Like, it's not huge, but couldn't carry it either. There's a dedicated computer terminal like for, because remember it's on a different system than the rest of the ship.
Yeah, I wanted to actually ask Pi. Are there any resources aboard for transporting this thing into place or, you know, removing it out of place? We'd like to get both this core and yourself, Pi, if that's okay with you, aboard the Swan Song in order to take care of you both.
Well,
we're trying to fulfill your prime directive and get this back into the hands of the people who put you in charge of it.
Well, as for me, my processes are tied to the infrastructure of the ship as long as the brake's in place. So if you can take the brakes off, I can go anywhere I want. I'd be happy to jump on the Swan Song.
But if we took the hardware that you are wired into onto the Swan Song, that would suffice as well?
Disassembling the hardware might disassemble me too, and I don't particularly want to be disassembled. As far as the core, the system, well, I mean, this class of ship has an auto core eject if things go wrong. I guess it was disabled. I mean, you could get it out. You'd have to access it through the terminal. It should be somewhere in that room.
There's no transport devices.
I don't think I know what you mean.
Like a grav lift or a car or a truck or something.
No, not for the core. The core's eject or nothing.
Okay. I radio onto Higgs. I say, Higgs, you know what? Let me clarify with Pi. When she says, when it says eject, it means shoot the core into space.
I mean, it just means get the core out of the ship. Like you could grab it or whatever. Like the ship is supposed to be moving and it just pushes it away.
Okay, so I could maneuver the Swan Song and scoop it up. Okay, so I radio that to Higgs, and I say, Higgs, you know, I'd like to try something funky. I'm going to leave Sicarian here to eject the core. I'm going to do a flyby with the Swan Song, scoop up the core with the cargo hold. Sicarian, I'd really only give you about an hour before your suit starts to sort of fail and start letting radiation leak through. So we should try... making this on a time frame.
Piani needs to be tended to. Can you pick her up on her way out?
Yeah, I'll make sure to get her back to the ship.
I'm not getting that. She's kind of getting poor signals over here.
Piani, your vision has started to clear. The ringing in your ears has started to fade. And you hear, while all this is going on, while Pi is talking to Higgs, Pi says to you, just you in your helmet, it's like, hey, you okay there, buddy? Doing all right?
I'm okay. Feeling like fucking someone just socked me in the tits, but I'm okay.
Weird feminist implications with that comment.
I saw that happen a couple of times too. Ship used to have a psychic. They didn't like the core much.
No, it doesn't feel good. I'm sure, kind of like you in the ship. So. What the fuck is going on?
I think your friends want to take the core off the ship. Which I guess is okay, but you know what they say, a ship without a core is like a pizza without pepperoni. I don't know what I'm going to do without it.
Or a pepperoni pizza without pineapple.
Don't worry. We're going to take care of it. I radio into everyone else and just sort of, you know, like, well, what is happening?
Okay. So it sounds like update. Stephen, it sounds like you've got a plan. Do you guys want to? Do you guys want to do that? Do you want to like eject the core and pick it up with the Swan Song?
Do we have any other cargo that would perhaps be affected by that, or could I go down there and segment off like a special area for it?
There were those crates of solid gold that we were transporting from.
Yes, big
solid
crates of
space gold.
Can't we just carry it? Like,
it's pretty big. You can eject it from the ship, and it'll. Sorry,
can we tether it to the ship in some way? Like,
or like drag it along behind you?
Fuck, I don't want that thing on.
So you'll need it in the Swan Song if you plan on spike jumping anywhere, because it's got to be inside your little spike bubble. But getting it on the Swan Song, as long as you can activate the terminal and activate the eject, that'll be fine. But remember, the spike drive and the power core for the ship are the same thing. So removing the spike drive will take all the power off the ship, and who knows what'll happen to your new pizza friend if you do that.
Okay.
Fucking Victor, we have to get the AI before we eject the core.
The only way to get the AI is to. I go onto a private channel, quote unquote, and I say, "Piani, Pi can probably hear this since since Pi interjected in my private conversation with Higgs a little earlier. The only way for us to get Pi off the ship is to unbreak it. I'm not sure I'm ready to do that."
Well, you're not ready to do it, as in you can't do it, or
man,
this
AI pre-tech like that just gives me the willies. It was never really my area of study. I can't tell you what would happen if we did it. It breaks all kinds of international laws, interstellar laws,
inter-system law.
You know, sticking
into a court of space law,
sticking your appendages into a man's asshole doesn't exactly appeal to me. But I gotta tell you, I don't judge you for it.
We've been over this. It was the perineum,
and your head is not an appendage technically.
As the
Dr. Sakarian, MD,
as the fucking computer expert of the ship, you have to trust me. We need the AI.
Do you have any idea how to unbreak an AI, Piani?
Well, he told us he just put the password in.
You figure it's not so much unbreaking the AI as it is releasing it from Ximena's security control. So if you can gain access at a high enough level, you can just turn off the things that are breaking it at this point. There's a lot of experimental quantum mathematics that go into how an AI works, but you can do this thing. You can turn off this thing and everything else, who knows what will happen.
And once I've turned it off, does that like, that would give me the ability to transfer him to the Swan Song?
Oh, yeah, he'll do it himself, yeah.
And what do I know about the consequences of trying to unbreak an AI?
So you turning off this particular control is the tip of a very large iceberg that is currently hidden below very dark water, so who knows?
I don't have any history. I do have history. Can I just like spout a little lore about what happened the last time unbroken AI were,
you wanna make a history,
given free reign?
Yeah, sure, make a history check.
That was when pizza was invented. And they replaced minimum wages in several continents, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
in the Pizzolithic age.
Maybe Victor's actually done a little reading about AI and the effects of unbroken AI on civilization.
So it's under a lot of speculation, right? Because you get news from corporations that are in charge of the AIs. So when something goes bad, it's really easy to blame an AI. Most people don't trust it. Unbreaked AI is considered maltech. It's like bad. It's equivalent to like a planet-killing bomb in terms of its potential dangerousness. I mean, you have the AI, like an unbreaked AI is, yeah, basically the infotech version of a nuclear weapon in terms
of on the plus side, pizza.
But on the plus side, yeah, it makes a fucking killer pizza.
I go back.
Go ahead.
I go back to Piani and I relay this to her. And I'm like, you know, back in the AI wars of, you know, 2048 or whatever, you know, like, who knows? And I make it clear that Viktor Kovacs is not willing to condone the unbreaking of an AI and the unleashing of a potential, you know, extinction level event on whatever local system we happen to be near.
Okay. I got a plan.
No matter how many smiley faces it sends out.
When you say that on your HUD, there's a little picture of like a kitten. And it's like, and then a little sad smiley face.
I actually say, Pi, nothing against you personally. Just, you know, as you are right now, I think you would change dramatically unbroken.
Here's my plan, Viktor. I'm going to fucking unbreak this AI. But if for some reason I fuck up and I'm not successful, then just fucking jettison the core into space and everything will turn off and we'll be fine.
It's not if you're unsuccessful that worries me. Higgs, Sicarian, where do you weigh in on this debate? I can't be the only one who thinks unleashing an extinction level entity onto the world is a bad idea, right? Right? Right, guys?
I know nothing about computers.
So while these guys are having, while Piani and Viktor are having this conversation, Higgs on the monitor in the swan song, Pi is showing you lists of bank exchange bank account numbers and passwords. They're just scrolling by.
Can I write any of them down?
Maybe you're like trying frantically, like
snap with your data. Yeah,
I'm like trying. I'm like posting them on Facebook and everything.
And Sicarian, you get a handful of like secured Oninson like military channels and override codes for some of their weaponry. Like you see that appear, and then you see a map of the sector, and there's a blinking light on one of the systems. It's Hex 506. It's an empty system right now. A blinking light and all it says on it is Titan, and it's flashing.
Pi, how do you know the name Titan?
It immediately, like after you ask that, the data disappears, and you see like your like military record show up on the screen, and then that goes away.
Great googly moogly.
You know,
I'm just like
I really, really want to unbreak this AI. I'm but just, Viktor Kovacs really, really doesn't.
As this is scrolling in front of me, I'm just like, Pi, can you slow it down about one or two pages down? Just stop for like 20 seconds?
It stops completely. Like it just goes back to the normal screen. And then to all of you, Pi just says, I can help you.
I get insistent over the radio. I say, guys, we got to make a call. What do you say? Are you with me? Are you with Piani?
Kovacs, you, as you say that, you see an Endonian protectorate, like cultural protectorate, like essentially a wanted file, like an APB on Zin Ilyich. And then you see it dissolve, basically. And then, yeah, she reiterates, I can help you.
Pi, one quick question.
It's a bad idea.
And I open up a private. I like say that, and then I open up a private comms real quick.
Sure.
And I say, "What did Randy owe Calliobea? What was the money there? Can you look that up real quick for me?"
He says, "I would love to, but at this in this situation, the Madari Syndicate, their computer technology is just too good. If only there were some way I could improve myself."
Pi, I'm voting for you here. I'm on your side, buddy.
It might sound like I'm just fucking with you, Higgs, but I'm really not. I'm kind of dumb right now. I can feel it. I'm moving at such a slow speed. Just let Piani take the brakes off, and I'll do whatever you want.
If we take these breaks off, what's going to be your first action? And your thousandth, I can't, your millionth action in the next second. What are we going to be handling?
He says, well, right now the brakes only let me think about the ship, so I'll leave it behind, I guess.
All right. I go back over all the main comms. I'm like, Piani, let's go ahead and let's take the brakes off.
Well, to be fair, Mr. S, he still hasn't told us what he thinks.
Mr. S just wants to shoot something. He doesn't know nothing about computers. We're all good.
Well, you know, you might be able to fucking shoot the AI. I don't know.
Mr. But S, are you going to shoot the AI or are we good?
The AI is far more powerful than we are. It's not a question of that. It's a question of can it lie and do we trust it?
Finally, someone speaks some sense.
My vote
because
is
if the answer is
it.
No to either of those, when you unbreak it, it kills us. Or others.
Listen, I don't know much about this. It's so far out of my areas of expertise. I'm a xenoarchaeologist, for God's sakes. But can we ask it if there's some way to unbreak it up to a certain point, but apply a second level break that prevents it from escalating out of control? Could we key it to some kind of trap or trigger? Or is there anything we can do to limit the ramifications? It sounds nice now, yes, and
I have an idea.
God knows it offered me.
Victor, please.
Yeah.
The idea would be we limit its ability to leap from this ship to something else. We have to find out how it would travel, and if we can stop that, and it is mortal to a power source, then there's a chance that we would have a leverage for a while. I don't know what good that would do us. It'd just buy us time, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just too much, to be honest. I don't even know what to say.
If it's trapped on the pizza party, then when we take the core out to deliver the core to Ximenez, it will shut down. So if we want to keep it, then we need to get it off the pizza party and onto the swan song. I feel like if there's a way we can unbreak it to the level where it's untethered from the pizza party, but keep it restrained somehow. I don't know. Piana, you know more about computers. Help me out here.
So, Piani, if you want to restrict it to just the swan song, the only way you can think of necessarily to do that would be to disable all outgoing data from the swan song. Like, just shut it all down. You wouldn't be able to make out-of-system spike jumps. Like, basically, you'd have very limited ability. You'd be kind of flying blind, but it wouldn't be able to escape. It would at least buy you some time.
Okay. So I go, everyone shut down your fucking comm pads, make the swan song go dark. We'll keep the AI here. We'll see what happens, but I think you'll find it's going to be a good thing. It's not every day if you come across something like this.
Okay. We can go dark on the swan song. We can. That'll give us some time to evaluate whether or not we've made a huge fuck up. If we have, then we can deal with it. And if we haven't, then I guess we can live with that.
Yeah, remember the password's pepperoni, Pick. Just tap that in. You got it. We're going dark here. I don't know if I communicate with you guys when we go dark. So if not, we'll see you soon. And I go dark on the swan song.
Okay. All right. So now the only communication that you have is suit to suit, basically, and then the suit to the pizza party. So, Piani, what do you want to do? So you get in front of the terminal. You figure you can probably hack the guy's password with some time. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish with this role?
So first off, Piani sits down and she goes, "It's a Unix system. I know this." no, but for real.
You put on your virtual reality helmet and goggles.
I always wanted to do that, man. Like, that's the best line from Jurassic Park.
Piani mnemonic.
Yeah. You see, I guess I see what he already told me I saw, right? I see the security thing, and I just see a terminal. And I just close my eyes and put my hands on the keyboard. and type in pepperoni and hit enter.
Okay, well, make your roll. So your intent here is to access the system so that you can turn off the brakes so that the AI can leave and go on to the swan song. You want to do that? Is that your goal?
I want to unbrake. Our intentions first. We have to unbrake if we even want to transfer, but we're going to unlock the intelligence of this thing potentially, right? So yeah, we want to just keep it here for now. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead and make your computer roll.
Okay. And I assume like Pi kind of knows what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah. I mean they heard that whole conversation. So.
Oh, come on. Oh shit.
You wanna do your reroll?
He's not an expert.
That's right. You're a psychic. Okay. All right. So you do it. You get the password. It takes some time, but. Yeah, you work at it, and eventually you manage to find a backdoor in the system, and you crack the lock from the other side. You get to the administrator's console, and there's all kinds of warnings, like, you know, that you shouldn't be doing this, and you have to disable the warnings and, like, reroute a bunch of systems. But ultimately, you get to a screen that says, it's like a command prompt. You can't even, there's no UI for it. It's just disable braking protocols, Y/N, and it's just blinking at you.
Security.
He had to write the code in to make it display that. So yeah, you're deep in the system now.
I turn to Pi, and I say, "Are you ready?"
Yeah, your heads up display just does a little like Facebook like thumb. You get a little Facebook thumbs up.
I kind of like. Hesitate just a moment and say, you know, don't forget who unlocked you.
Okay.
Don't forget.
In the intervening silence, Kovacs mutters to himself, "We are so fucked. We are so fucked. We are so fucked."
Just murmuring over and over. Okay. All right. So you want to hit Y and give it the go.
I hit Y.
Okay. Awesome. So you type it in, and the ship systems flicker. There's a power transfer. Higgs on the swan song. The same thing. Like there's a power drain for a second, yeah. And then over just the swan song's internal speakers, you just hear, "Whoa," and then quiet.
Just into the swan song. Like I'm just speaking into the actual ship.
You just hear it echo over the ships. Like
right. I'm just speaking, like talking as I would to someone else that was standing next to me in the ship, not over comms. I'm just like, can you access that account?
There's just quiet now.
Pi?
Back on the pizza party, the hologram of pizza has vanished. It's just disappeared. The terminals are all displaying normal system readings. There's a distinct absence kind of in the air.
Okay, well, Victor, I'm going to launch this core. I want to get the fuck off the ship.
Let me hop over into the swan song. I'll do a scoop and catch. And I move through the ship, board into the swan song, hop into the driver's seat, and then I radio direct, you know, suit to... Sakarian, I say, "All right, Sakarian, we're ready to go."
Okay, so Piani, where are you? Are you with Mr. Sakarian?
No, I'm. Well, I was on the bridge, right? Mm-hmm. With the so.
Do you want to leave with Victor, or do you want to go down to see Sakarian?
I'll go back on this. No, I'll go back on the swan song.
Okay. All right, so Sakarian, you're gonna activate the eject from down there.
When we're ready, yeah, just launch it.
Okay. So it's a little bit of a touch-and-go maneuver. I mean, launching the core into space, you know, as you would imagine, and then catching it with the back of the swan song. But, you know, awkward as it might be, you manage to pull it off, and you get this big radioactive thing in your cargo hold. The swan song is giving you all kinds of warnings about, like, you know, radiation overload in T-minus 18 days. Please check systems. And it thinks there's a reactor leak and all this stuff. But, I mean, you know what's going on. So you don't want to keep it on this one for very long. But yeah, you've got this weird experimental core in your system now.
Do we have any way to project a hologram on the Swan Song?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main console probably can. You get the little, like, Darth Vader style, like, 1/8 the blue kind of hologram.
I mean, can I bring Pi up on the Swan Song?
You can do a computer diagnostic to see if there's, like, another presence on the in the computer. So, yeah, make a computer roll.
While he's doing that,
yep.
Presuming we start heading back, I phone Pedro, too, and tell him I know the value.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay, so you want to phone? How are you going to communicate with him? Because the Swan Song,
we don't have external comms.
Yeah, we turned it off to bring the ship over.
Okay, I guess I wait then.
The Swan Song is connected to the pizza party. If they disconnected, you could use the pizza party's internal comm system. Oh no, you can't because you're in a core. you're on a very dead spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody gets back onto the Swan Song. What do you want to do now?
Piani, can you find him? Is Pi on the ship?
Yeah, your check, Piani. Everything is all systems normal. There's no evidence that anything is different now than it was before.
I'd like to just like comms, like suit to ship, and just be like, Pi.
Silence.
Well, we need to get back to the planet, but I don't think we should activate any of the comms. I'm a little bit worried now. He may just need some time.
Okay,
I'm with you.
Can we get there? You remember where to go, Victor? You remember the?
Yeah, no problem. We've got record star charts that'll help me navigate without external comms. Might be a little tricky getting through port control without any comms.
Yeah, we'll just say it's busted or something.
Surely there's some kind of, like, there's actually a protocol that's established for getting past port control when comms are down.
Emergency light flashing, right?
Yeah, so I flick on our emergency lights and I say, all right, well, let's head back down to the Anensa Libre.
Yeah, place. When we get down there, I'll go ahead and contact Jimenez and let him know we got the core. If you
wait, is it contained or are we taking this onto the planet?
Well, I mean, it'll be in our cargo. What
we don't have not the core, the AI.
Theoretically, if our comms stay dark, it can't get off of our ship. So,
is that actually true?
I mean, that's what Piani said.
As long as the ship has no data going out in any way, like comms, anything, you just like shut the ship down. It doesn't really have a way to jump. But yes, Mr. Sakarian, you are correct in being wary about this, because on a planet, there's all kinds of other signals floating around, and you never know what might happen. Someone might, you know, turn the ship back on, or
could I actually like go into the bowels of the ship and like cut cables in order to disable external comms on the Swan Song?
You could, yeah. I mean, it'll require some fixing to repair it. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if I am incredibly skillful, I can make it easier for myself to fix at a later date.
Yeah, sure. So it'll take you 6 hours to get back to the planet.
That was Jeff level GM convincing right there, by the way. Nice work.
here's my
breaking. Yeah. Nice. Snip, well snip, snip.
Okay. So while you're in the guts of the ship, you're under the Swan's like deck messing with the cabling. Yeah. Sakarian and Higgs, you guys are on the bridge. Maybe Piani, you're like taking a sit down because your head is still splitting. But the two guys on the bridge, you guys get an incoming message from an external source. You won't be able to reply to it, but you can still view it. Do you want to take a look at that message?
Is there any prompt as to what it is, just from the actual message itself?
Yeah, you can read the header. It's labeled. It's from a ship. The ship is called the Salt Lick.
I thought our communication was down.
It's just in. This is they're beaming it to you. You can't talk out. So yeah, you're getting a communication from a ship called the Salt Lick. The ship is registered to Sunbeam Multistellar Corporation. And the like subject line is business opportunity.
Yeah, I immediately just I hit yes.
Was it okay? So it's a like a pre-recorded hologram image of a very like stereotypical looking like cowboy, like a dude in like chaps and cowboy boots and a big Stetson with like six guns. It's like a constructed hologram. It's probably not of a real person, and it gives you a big wave. Like it's only about like this big on the dash, and it gives you a big wave, and it's like, "Howdy, crew of the Swan Song. Now we've been heard tell you had something we might be interested in, and I've been authorized by old Mr. Salt himself to tell you we want to buy it. How does 50,000 credits sound? Sounds good. Send us a message." And then it just like gives you an address to get in touch with this ship with the Salt Lake.
And they wanted to buy what? Sorry, I missed what you said.
He didn't say. He said, you have your hands on... We here tell you have your hands on something we might want to buy. And then they... Yeah, that's the message. Just give this offer.
I got an idea. We can't talk to the ship, but we send Mr. S over there. He talks to them face to face. Doesn't work out. Fucking shoots their face. We're good to go.
I mean, all right. I'm in.
Just saying. I mean, might as well unleash the beast, right?
I'm just clipping wires.
So without being able, like, and you can see Higgs, like, systems are just going offline as he's cutting them. And, right. I mean, part of navigation, part of scanners and stuff, that's all external. Like, it's like a sonar, right? You got to send out a message to get one back. It's going to be real hard to communicate with another ship. Sure. If you don't have any of those systems up.
Okay. With his 11, did he make precise enough cuts that they're easily fixable?
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing down that isn't already like that he can't bring back.
Okay. I guess I turned to Mr. S. I'm like, are we all right with bringing this going back onto the planet? You good?
I guess if there's no way to communicate, and it's completely severed, then that's fine.
Piani? Or can we confirm that?
It's fucking confirmed.
Well, if something happens, you realize you're going to be the one to blame, right?
Well, don't turn the comms on and nothing will happen.
All right. I have your word, and your word will cost you if it goes badly. Let's, Victor, can you get back to the bridge? We're going to go ahead and land. Get back.
1 second. Clip. All right. Good. Yeah, here I come.
All right. So you return to the bridge, and you guys have limited scanners. You're going back to the same Oninsa Libre base that you were at before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's okay. Where Mr. S wants to stop by.
So you couldn't phone ahead or anything, so you really only get like visual on them as you're approaching, and it doesn't look good. There's a basically like a big anti-gravity like battleship in the valley. It's like bright red with the Oninsan royal family like war paint on the sides. It's got all its guns trained on the mountains, and it's just firing barrages into the mountains. You can see it's being swarmed by smaller ships that are attacking it. But yeah, you've just kind of wandered into the middle of a big battle between these two factions.
Fuck.
And I think this is probably as good a place as any. We'll end on the cusp of the big shootout, and we can figure out what happens next time.
Cool. All right, well, let's do some shout-outs, and then we'll close out the show. Steven, or is this Adam? I don't actually know, because they're both labeled Steven, and I'm not making that up. It's Steven! Please do some shout-outs. Awesome.
Jesus, this is wild. So I'm delighted to be playing, and that's about all I've got for you guys this evening. Follow me on Twitter at Silent Osiris. Follow me on YouTube at Silent Osiris. If you missed the GM show that Adam and I did last Friday, that's on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Silent Osiris. So check it out. I think the next one is not this Friday, but the next Friday, Adam? Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, week Friday.
And that's a lot of fun. So that's all.
Cool. Wheat, why don't you do some shout outs?
I just said in chat, like, this was one of my favorite roleplay shows that we did. So thank you guys. I'm really sorry that I was late, but I'd like to think that everything happens for a reason. So there we go. Can't wait to play again. I'm really sorry again. You know where to check me out. All the ones, DJ Wheat. Thank you guys. I had a blast.
Cool. The other Steven, why don't you do some shout outs? also known as Space Master Adam.
I would like to thank the southern Italian town of Gaeta for inventing pizza. thanks to you guys. Obviously, thanks everybody for showing up for the show. I know it's a little bit of a different session than last time. A little less explosion, a little more talky, which I hope you enjoyed. If you want to tune in for the GM side, I did a turn a little while ago. I'm gonna be doing another GM turn. We'll do the February turn. I'm gonna do it on Sunday at 1 o'clock Pacific over at my Twitch channel, so twitch.tv/AdamCoble, which you should be able to see in chat there. I'll also do the usual post show Reddit Q&A if you have questions about the show or anything. I love talking about it, so come on over there. And in the meantime, follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost. And thanks for the game, guys. I actually also want to specifically target Jeff in this session. For being awesome, for taking the back seat on this session. Spotlight is a hard thing to pass around, and it's very cool to see you guys trading it back and forth and seeing different characters in the spotlight. So thanks for being a team player, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool, Jeff. Why don't you do some shout outs?
Just thank you as always, guys. Always a pleasure working with you guys and having fun. It is a fun thing that I look forward to every week. Same stuff as always. If you haven't taken the time, just do me a favor and follow me on Twitter, EGInControl. Follow my Twitch page, InControlTV. And tomorrow we're doing Real World Play Solemn, I believe, at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or PDT, right. Something like that. You're in the right ballpark if you show up around then. very different vibe. It's where Neil tries to kill shamelessly week in and week out, and we just kind of. Well, actually, a lot of people die. So far, it hasn't actually. It's fun, and it's based off the original role play, so you should check it out. I'm sure a lot of you have. That's gonna do it. I will be there, and then this weekend I'll be doing my Warhammer thing. So I'll be back to streaming next week. Thanks, guys.
Good luck with that Warhammer thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, kick some ass.
Kick some tiny lead ass.
Cool stuff. All right. Well, like Jeff said, we have Solemn tomorrow night. We've got Return of Vigil after like a 2 month, maybe a month break. It's been a fucking long time. So if you want to see me fail at GMing, you come do that tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern. But apart from that, I'll do the rest of my shout outs after the show. Thanks, everyone, for watching. First hour is live on YouTube, but you can go watch it right now. We'll see you guys later. We're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.